Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has reopened talks with Enbridge about that proposed tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac for its Line 5 pipeline. That's according to a report in the Detroit News. It comes after the governor issued an executive directive in late March ordering all state agencies to halt action on the tunnel. Here now is Mike Schreiberg, executive director of the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Regional Office. Mike, what was your reaction when you first heard this news?
Well, there is some surprise, of course, although the fact that the governor is talking to Enbridge is not surprising. I mean, you know, as the governor, she has a responsibility to reach out to different stakeholders. But the fact that she seems open to a protracted negotiation, that was surprising. And the key question is, how is this different than the flawed strategy that Governor Snyder went down? That was not clear based on the article.
And we know that the Snyder administration estimated it would take some 7 to 10 years to get a tunnel built. And Governor Whitmer told the Detroit News editorial board, if talking with Enbridge helps get that pipeline out of the water sooner, then it's worth it. So what's wrong with her talking with Enbridge to try to speed up the process? I mean, isn't dialogue a good thing?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with dialogue. But just remember, the governor was elected in part on a platform that said she would shut down Line 5 as soon as possible. Right. And what we're seeing today is more discussions, the way to get to that. That's not clear to us. And remember, the tunnel is really a separate issue than what's happening right now. There is a pipeline that's sitting right in the Straits of Mackinac. The governor has the power, the legal and moral authority to actually take action on it. The question is she going to do it? The ball is very clearly in her court.
Even as she campaigned saying that she was going to get that pipeline out of the straits, she never really addressed the tunnel, right, or directly commented about the tunnel idea.
Yeah, I think she avoided that question. And I think that in some ways is okay. If Enbridge really wants to build a tunnel, they should propose that. What the Snyder administration did was give them a sweetheart deal that allowed for basically the government to own it in particular ways and allowed it to get built, potentially built, at least, over a very long period of time with no guarantee that it would ever be built or that Line 5 would be shut down. That wasn't a good deal. If Enbridge actually wants a tunnel, they should use the existing laws and they should do that. But that's very separate than what happens with the current state of Line 5 and what happens. And the governor should take action on that immediately.
Certainly, we know that the law that created the authority to oversee construction of this tunnel to replace the pipelines was passed during the last lame duck session. Attorney General Dana Nessel issued a legal opinion about that law last month, saying it's unconstitutional, which Enbridge and many Republicans in Lansing beg to differ, which means it's all likely to land in court and drag things out. So given all of that, isn't Governor Whitmer talking with Enbridge likely to produce some kind of faster resolution than not talking?
It could. I mean, the key thing for Governor Whitmer is to negotiate from a position of strength. She should take action, and she can take action now in the easement. Then she would come at it from a position of strength and can then work with Enbridge. If she's just doing it just to talk again, what's the difference from Governor Snyder besides some campaign promises? That's the key point. And we've been advocating for her, take action now, revoke the easement that allows Line 5 in the Straits. It shouldn't have been given in the first place. It's been violated multiple times. Then you can talk to Enbridge about if they want to build a tunnel, they can propose it, but negotiate from a position of strength, not weakness. That should be the lesson the governor learned from Governor Snyder.
You say, you made that point about that the governor could secure the energy supply of the Upper Peninsula even by ending action on the pipelines right now. And that's been one of the big arguments amongst Republicans in Lansing. And you know, so how would she do that? How would you secure the energy supplies and needs of the Upper Peninsula?
Yeah, so Line 5 provides some of the propane for the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, or the raw materials for that. You could actually provide that same amount of propane. Instead of using the pipeline, you can use trucks or you can use rail. And the price difference would be something that's not even noticeable by UP customers.
And isn't that having it on roads or by rail, doesn't that present its own set of dangers?
Oh, absolutely. But when you compare it to the existential risk to the Great Lakes that Line 5 poses, it's not a comparison that is one of concern. Remember, propane gets to households and things already by truck. You're just talking about moving some more of the raw materials in that way. So yes, there is a marginally increased risk, but on balance, when you compare that to the risk of to the Great Lakes of Line 5, it's not even a close comparison.
So what you're saying is pull the plug on the pipeline.
Absolutely. We know that the governor can do that right now. alternatives exist. She can secure the energy supply for the UP in short order and do that. Then you can negotiate over the future of that from Enbridge, but do it from a position of strength, not weakness.
So what do you make of what we've kind of seen just shaping up since the beginning of the year when we get a new governor, we get a new attorney general, that ruling from Attorney General Nessel? So what is all of this saying to you?
Well, so that ruling from Attorney General Nessel, which I believe was the correct ruling, that really sort of cleared the underbrush is the way I think about it. It sets the stage for the governor to take action not tied by the poor actions of Governor Snyder. So that's it. So the ball is so clearly in the court of Governor Whitmer right now. The question is, will she take action or will she spend more time in these negotiations with Enbridge?
What would you say to her if you could talk to her right now?
Well, I'd say that she's got the responsibility. She has the legal authority and she has the ability to protect the Great Lakes by taking action right now on Line 5. Let Enbridge propose some longer term solution. A tunnel could be part of that. It could not. But don't make that a condition of protecting the Great Lakes today.
That was Mike Schreiberg, Executive Director of the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Office. Ryan Duffy, the spokesman for Enbridge, which is one of our corporate sponsors, sent us this statement. We continue to provide information to the governor's office and to seek clarification from the administration on a path forward for the tunnel project. We believe the project is the best way to protect the waters of the Great Lakes while ensuring families, manufacturers, and other businesses safely receive the energy transported through Line 5. We also reached out to Governor Whitmer's office for comment, but we did not hear back.